This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Well, of course, one of the issues and the fallout from this COVID-19 period of lockdown has been the anxiety that it has struck amongst parents around the country who have children in school, as well as students at universities. Well, plans were outlined for a return to school by the Department of Basic Education just last week, when the minister announced that June the 1st is the target date for the return of the grade 12s and grade 7s. Now, the minister also outlined preconditions for the reopening of schools under a revised calendar and other measures. Well, some private schools have also come up with their own safety plans, including daily electronic screening through questionnaires and alternating school days for different grades. Let's speak to the Executive Director of Independent Schools Association of South Africa, Lebogang Monjani, who joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Monjani.
Good afternoon, Tabitha. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Trust you well, too.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I am.
Right. Let's talk to us about the approach that you as independent schools will be taking then. Are you going to be very guide? Obviously, our calendars are very different. Those of private schools and those of public schools are different. But at a time such as this, are you going to be taking your cue from government then in terms of the resumption of the school year?
Yes, definitely, Titi. We are not going to be able to open up schools until the minister permits us to do so. And only when that happens are we able to open up schools for independent schools as well.
Now, the advantage, if you like, that independent schools have at a time such as this is that for in large part, you have been able to carry on with some form of teaching and learning in the form of online teaching and so forth. To what extent will you be still utilizing that in lieu of contact teaching?
In fact, I think that I suspect for a long time independent schools are actually going to be doing a combination of both. Mm. So we're going to have some contact learners, and then most of the time we're going to be actually on online. As the minister has indicated, only a portion of school students are going to be permitted to come back to school initially. So we're going to continue with the online and learning program. And whilst we do that, then those who can come in or for contact instructions, we will do so. I suspect, though, the minister talked about grade 7 and 12. Hopefully, independent schools will be able to select which grades can come back first. So for us, from an educational perspective, our worry is not grade 7 as much as grade 1. And we'd like, so hopefully the minister lets us apply the regulations in such a manner that as independent schools, we can be flexible.
Tell us about why you say your concern is more with grade 1 rather than grade 7. What is the thinking there?
The importance about grade 1 is that's when students are learning how to read and write. Mm. And that's why contact is actually quite helpful with the instructor. Whilst grade 7, by that time, most of our students in independent schools are really in what we call the intermediate phase. They really are able to read and write and are a little bit more independent. Mm. So before grade 1, obviously, students are learning how to read. And from grade 1, we're learning how to read and write. And then, and once you learn how to read and write, then you actually are able to learn.
A common conversation as well that I've been hearing a lot of people have is around school fees, that particularly when it comes to independent schools, so where parents have to pay quite a lot of money for their children at these schools, is that, what is the kind of compact that you have entered into with parents? I mean, I suppose when, you know, in terms of a situation such as this, which we find ourselves in, where, fees are still due and expected to be paid, yet we are not really getting full bang for our buck. What do you say to parents in that situation?
You know, I think that Tabisa, independent schools have been really privileged that when most of the schools have been closed, we have been able to go remote. So really, for any child in an independent school, and something that I keep reminding our members of, we're deeply privileged and grateful that our children can continue with teaching and learning. In fact, I think earlier on I was talking to someone else, and they were saying, how far are you behind in the curriculum? And I don't think that in independent schools we are that behind, and that we do believe that the curriculum can be finished for this year. So in light of that, it is really important that we understand the impact and the difference being in an independent school has been for many of our learners. But schools are really worried about parents, because we do understand that there's going to be significant number of our parents who have lost their jobs. I mean, if you're in the hospitality industry. So schools are really are looking to see how they're going to make savings. Some of our members have already made pay cuts across the board for their teachers. In early in ECD, some schools have also given some kinds of discounts. But what we at ISASA are saying, help those families as and when they come in and assist them in the normal course. But it is important that at the end of the year, when you know how much actually has been spent, you must think about giving parents rebates.
Are you and are you going to leave that to individual schools to decide on their own, or is there going to be some kind of a directive that will be given to your members?
Yeah, TT, I think that what is happening there is that each school is different and they have different cost structures. But what is common amongst all our schools is that 70 to 80% of your fixed costs are teachers. So the wage bill in independent schools is very high. So the variable costs are actually quite low, but we are encouraging our schools to look at it. But also, for example, our boarding schools, some of them, if they're permitted to go back, they may, for example, shorten the August holidays or whenever they take holidays so that they can have more contact with students. So even though now the students may not be interacting with pupils, they may actually be more contact later on in the year. And so the fees would then be used to pay as salaries, you see.
All right. No, thanks so much for that. That's the Executive Director of Independent Schools Association of South Africa, Lebogang Muntjane. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Thabiso. Have a good day.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.